Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers hockey tonight. You'll have Heat basketball tonight at the Kaseya Center. Mike Cugno is sitting here with me and Crowder and Tree. How about the Dolphins draft?
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on it? Neither of us really, beyond the first pick,
right,
watch too much of it or know too much about it. I read some grades from other media outlets. It was pretty much B's across the board.
Yeah, B's across the board, because you're just wondering, did they load up on guys who could be starters one day? And I think that's how people try to grade the draft. And even Chop Robinson's, although a lot of people like the pick because of his speed and the ceiling so high with him, they wonder if you know, he's a little bit raw. Is there a couple things he has to learn? But to me, I think they just needed to fill holes in a lot of different places, and I thought they did a good job of doing that. It's just, did you know you got the replacement for Andrew Van Ginkle? Like, when you drafted Gink, you didn't know he was going to be that. It turned out that he was a good player in the end. You got to make sure you did that again in some of these later rounds, you know, that kind of player. I thought a lot of the injuries they had this year, they addressed it much like they did 2 years ago when they went in that playoff game against the Bills, decimated at the corner position, went out and got Cam Smith. We'll see if that works. But this year, decimated at edge and linebacker, they filled that need. I mean, if you remember, Achane and Mostert missed time last year too, so it didn't hurt to go get a running back, and clearly they like this guy enough to jump back into the...
That one seems strange to us.
That was the question.
I kind of liked it, though. Like, when they did it, I was like, oh, you know what? No, that could help, because I'm forgetting his name. He was a rookie last year, Chris. He ended up getting hurt.
Yeah.
He ended up getting hurt too. That running back room did have their bumps and bruises throughout the year, so they did add some fresh young legs in there.
And it seems like, I don't know, Chris Greer, I think he's a good GM.
Yeah.
But it seems like McDaniel has his hand on the draft as well. He's getting guys he wants. People killed me about, what's the kid's name, Malik Washington?
Yeah.
We need a big receiver. Why are we going to get another guy under 6 feet? If this man wants an offense with a bunch of little receivers, let him run his offense. It was number one offense in the league last year.
Yeah. I'm kind of one of those guys. I would like to see a different receiver in the mix somehow.
Big target.
But,
the end
zone.
We're going to send another little guy
Chase
there.
Chase Claypool?
But
saw how Chase worked out.
But that's,
well, maybe not him in particular.
But the caveat with the big receiver thing is you hadn't had a good tight end in Mike McDaniel's system yet. Right, so that's why everyone's clamoring. Well, if you're not going to get the tight end, at least give me someone with a little bit more size. So as Solana made the joke, you're not throwing back shoulder fades to the 5'10 wide receivers. Like, some of this does make sense to ask for a larger target, because they just hadn't had it.
Miami Dolphins, by the way, just sent out a press release. Yep. Dolphins today have announced they have exercised the fifth-year options on linebacker Jalen Phillips and wide receiver Jalen Waddle. Phillips and Waddle are now signed through the 2025 season. So I don't think
No surprise. They mentioned that before the draft.
Not a shock. Not a shock there for anyone. So you give the draft a B?
Yeah, I do. Because I think you kept hearing it a lot, even in the press conferences, the word upside. And so if the Dolphins hit on all those guys in terms of their upside, then that B turns into an A minus. But you just don't know what they're going to turn into yet. Did you find more Van Ginkles? Did you find another Robert Hunt in the draft? Those were later round guys, not first round picks, that ended up being heavy contributors to your team, and that's what
Solana says. It was Chris Brooks.
Chris Brooks. Thank you. Thank you.
Solana loved Chris Brooks. Goodness gracious.
Game changer.
But also, we love Skylar Thompson. This guy has called for every Dolphin starting quarterback to be benched for Skylar Thompson for four seasons now, however long it's been.
I mean, he had the Bills on the ropes, you know what I mean? Like, he went into Buffalo, gave him a little scare.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.